What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're here from now until 2 o'clock. We would love to see you if you want to come by and hang out. The beer is currently 28 degrees, which is perfect because it's already very hot outside. Randy Mack out one more day. He'll be back on Monday, but Abe Gordon has been valiantly filling in for the last 2 weeks for both me and Randy. His duty will come to an end soon enough. Good morning to you, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Bunk. I think this is a good thing for listeners, but apologize. I won't be humming and singing along to Funk Friday the way Randy does, and it's probably better that way.
I don't know. You're feeling it.
Probably,
you know,
probably
what I mean?
Better that way.
If the funk gets in you, let it happen. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, there's some funk that gets in me from here time to time.
Yeah, usually the funk comes out of me. But that's why you got to deodorant up and shower multiple times a day this time of year. Anyway, good morning to all of you. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully your Friday is off to a wonderful start. We got a lot to get to over the next 3 hours. Obviously, the second round of the NBA draft came to an end last night.
Watch?
No.
Okay.
Me
neither.
I didn't watch it.
I followed it loosely on Twitter.
I didn't watch
it.
Yeah. I was watching the – I mean, if the Hawks had been involved,
right,
I probably would have. Yeah. But, you know, you follow it. It's like, oh, yeah, that guy. I've heard of that guy. Cool. Now he plays for the Bucks. You watch the Braves game, obviously. Unfortunately, there wasn't much to see there either. I mean, you know, you can approach this a number of different ways, and we will. I will say off the bat, it's still nice to have gone 5-2 in the 7-game stretch against the Mets. That's good. Like, that's unequivocally good. It's frustrating because you lost the final 2 games of the series, and you got a really nice start yesterday from Holmes, and their pitcher blew out his Achilles in the 4th inning, I assume. We'll see when we get the official announcement today, but I assume that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And yet you couldn't score any runs off of them. You got one hit off of their bullpen and just a lot of really bad at-bats as well. So pretty frustrating way for that series to end with a whimper yesterday from the Braves.
Yeah, and when you look at the position you would kind of put yourself in, as you mentioned, you can look at the series against the Mets, the two series, where you would go 5-2. I think that's a little bit of a misread, if we're going to be honest, because you also have to look at that series that split it, which is where you drop 2 or 3 yeah, to the Marlins. And if it was a different story in that Marlins series, I think you'd be a little bit more accepting of where you're at with this Mets series ending up with a split, again, after taking the first 2 games. And here's what's frustrating to me, Bunk, and we kind of loosely talked about it. I looked at the 13 games and say I want to be 9-4, and you had a chance. You still technically have a chance.
Got to sweep the Phillies,
but that's a position you've now put yourself in,
yeah,
just by dropping these last 2 games. And you're right. I think Grant Holmes did everything you really need him to do.
Yeah, he was
against
solid.
A good Mets lineup. He ran into trouble here and there, and sometimes he worked his way out of it. And once or twice they did touch him up a little bit. And the offense, you mustered three hits: Ozuna, Eli White, Matt Olson. Unfortunately, none of them tied closely together.
And none of them in the final five innings. The Mets retired the final 15 batters in order. And
but I think Olson's was late.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was a ninth inning single.
Oh, okay. Maybe they put 15 in a row.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Until that, but I mean, it felt like that. Here's the thing.
Bullpen
like,
threw 6 1/3 shutout, the Mets bullpen.
They gave up
and
one
they
hit.
Were a disaster the first two games.
They gave up one hit. I mean, you really did, when the injury happened, felt like, all right, I mean, this is where you want them. You got their start, and, you know, the starter had been good mm-hmm. in the game, and he had been good so far this year as well, Canning. I realized he was the Braves had him in the offseason and then keep him or
sure.
whatever.
I mean, like,
that's just sort of like if you want to be really mad, you can focus on
I'm not entirely
that.
Sure he even got a paycheck. I think that's how short he is with the Braves.
I don't think so. One expected Griffin Canning to be 7-3 at this point of the season. And
right.
Unfortunately, it seems like that's probably what his record is going to be for the season, because that injury yesterday looked very similar to a lot of the of the injuries that we've seen of late. Here's the thing for me about that 9-4 ask. Like, I'm with you. That's the type of baseball that they need to be playing if they want to, you know, if they want to get back in this thing and salvage this year. The problem is they're not good enough to go 9-4
sure.
against these teams.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's the real conversation. Like, that's the real problem. Is it's great that they went 5-2 against the Mets in these seven games, but losing to the Marlins in between that, and just seeing the way some of these games go, none of this is breaking news, but it's just furthering the discussion that we've had about them all season. Like, I don't understand how you can go into yesterday's game and not have Drake Baldwin in the lineup. It was a right-handed starting pitcher, and Drake Baldwin's genuinely your fourth best hitter, or maybe even third best hitter right now. Like, Sean Murphy just isn't competitive at the plate a lot of times right now. He's batting .218 on the season. If it wasn't for that great power start that he got off to when he came off the IL, I mean, we'd be talking about him in the same breath as Albies and Harris right now. And really probably should be talking about him like that, because that was a long time ago. I understand Drake Baldwin pinch hit later in the game, but I don't know.
Too late. By the way, it's too late at that point. You're down 4 runs.
It is too late. And again, I'm not saying putting Drake Baldwin in the lineup yesterday would have fixed everything, because he played 2 days ago and hit a home run, and you still lost 7-3. But at this point, you got to be throwing every single possible thing you can at the opposition. And I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, I haven't looked.
It feels like a small thing, but he's – if you don't have him in your lineup yesterday, you're going – Acuna and Olson, and after that, who knows? And I know Riley's been pretty solid. He wasn't very good yesterday. Ozuna has been awful in June. Since we found out that he was dealing with the hip injury, you can tell. Like, he's clearly dealing with something. I suppose he has an excuse, but it doesn't matter. Like, the run from third doesn't score because Ozuna has an excuse for not getting him in. The out's the out, and he's been making a lot of them. After that, I mean, you're basically 3-9 yesterday in a really bad spot. So, again, I don't know that putting Drake Baldwin out there every single day fixes everything, but you got to try to find a way to get him in the lineup more, because your lineup is just – it's just really not good.
Yeah, and we'll see what the plan is against this Philly series. Like, I to be fair, I haven't looked ahead about Mick Abel, Jesus Luzardo, Ranger Suarez, and how often we're going to see Drake. Like, are we going to see him the next two nights, and that's why he didn't play last night, and then we only see Murphy on the day game Sunday? Like, I don't know.
I get they want a platoon, and I get that Murphy's the starter, but I think we're at the point of the season where this guy's better. And he's also young. Like, he can catch every day.
Well,
he'll
also
be all right.
This is, you know, for whatever it is, these games are doubly important.
Let him DH, honestly. Like, if you – Ozuna is not the same Ozuna right now. I understand he's probably still your third best hitter. Low bar. You got two good hitters, and I don't know, maybe he's not better than Riley. Probably not better than Riley. So your fourth best hitter. But, like, I mean, you know, that's another thing you got to be thinking about at this point, because he just isn't the same guy. He's got two home runs at this point in June.
Yeah.
His OPS went from 900 to 780, and
I still keep thinking, by the way, about every ball that is hit to the wall,
right,
or and it's just like,
it's
man,
that close.
He had one robbed the other night, which isn't really his fault, but still.
No, but it's the only thing that I think of in my head is, like, if he were 100%, 100%, I mean, what do you need? You need an extra inch and a half, and that guy can't catch that ball?
Don't we all?
Well, there are ways to.
We'll talk about Bluetooth later.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's fair, but are you going to trade him? You're just going to bench him? And I understand. I also don't want to go.
That's the hard part is, like, that's really the conversation, though, is, like, what are you really capable of doing to try to fix this thing?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Michael Harris has been, like, sub-500 OPS for a month and a half. But what are you going to do?
We have also
going to demote him and bring somebody else up? I don't think they're going to do that. But he really is one of the worst hitters in baseball for the whole season. But the crazy thing for him is it's actually getting worse. Like, Michael Harris started out not very good, and it's actually trending down to the point where you just wonder if it's partially mental with what's going on with him right now. The struggles are just compounding on themselves. I don't know what it is with Albies, but clearly he's not the same this year as well. And we understand what it is with Ozuna. The problem is, when you talk about fixing it, it's a lot. It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, you need a starter. Well, you need a couple bullpen guys.
But here's the problem with that.
You need a shortstop. You need a left fielder. Like,
get
you need
starter.
A center fielder who can
Fine.
Hit. You got. There's so many needs right now. It's not. It's getting more and more complicated.
Get
to talk
a starter.
About a
get two relievers. How do you win last night's ballgame?
Right.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what you have in the bullpen. It doesn't matter because Grant Holmes. I'm going to take that start.
If you give up four runs and their starting pitcher,
the bullpen
comes out
gave
of the
up
game,
two. Dylan Dodd gave up two.
Yeah,
let's just take the two that Grant Holmes gave up.
Okay.
Game's over.
Right.
It's
oh,
over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. You're right. Right. I mean, if you get three hits and score zero runs, it doesn't matter.
So we're going to request Double A to get a starter immediately because Chris Sale is hurt, and I understand that. And we're going to request him to get two bullpen pieces because certain guys just aren't good enough right now.
Right,
and that's fine.
Think about the five you won in seven against the Mets. How'd you win them? Four Spencers, two Schwellenbachs, two Striders, and a Sale. That's how you beat them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you scored seven in the second game of this series, and that was Strider not having his best start. Still a pretty solid start, but not his best start.
Well, he didn't get deep, but he limited the damage.
He only gave up a couple of runs, but that's how you beat him. And that, again, gets back to if you're, like, silver lining, best-case scenarioing this team right now and how they can win, it's you get great starts from those three guys, and Sale's not available right now, so two guys, and Ronald Acuna is the best player in the universe. That's how you win games right now.
And right now he's on a tough go. He had a rough go two nights ago. Now, he did get on base because of
he
two
still
walks.
He still had two RBIs.
He had the one hit late.
Right.
That streak obviously ended last night. If he's going 1-for-7 over the course of a two-game stretch,
you don't have a chance. You're not going to win any of those games.
And guess what? You didn't.
Yep.
You didn't. And a couple nights ago when he was having a rough go, Matt Olson stepped up and picked up the offense. That didn't happen. And it can't be all on Matt Olson. This goes to your point. You need Riley to be a little better. We need Ozuna or Baldwin, Murphy, Albies. I mean, those guys, you've mentioned it before, and I echo it. It's not on Verdugo or White or Nick Allen. It's on those other guys who have extensions and long-term deals and superstar potential who are letting you down.
Problem is, I don't know how far you have to get to do something about it because it's just not getting better with some of those guys.
Well, I think it's this series. I think it's this weekend.
Do you?
We have circled this pivotal.
Yeah.
I keep using that word. Everyone's been using the word, the 13-game stretch.
I think we probably go a little further than that. I think they'll probably limp their way into the All-Star break.
I think you're talking about the organization and AA. I agree with you. But I think from the fans' perspective, the way I looked at it, there were some fans who were already out on this team being able to turn around and get it done. I think there's a huge percentage of fans who are waiting for this stretch. Now, again, depending on what you do against the Phillies, you might still be there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go 1-2 against the Phillies or my goodness, you get swept at home against Phillies, and they've been a lot better at home than you have been on the road, the Braves have, you're going to be at the end of that 13-game stretch, and you're going to have the look. And I think you're going to have a lot of fans who are just like, okay, I'm with everyone else now. It is time to admit it's just not the year, or these guys aren't it, or whatever they need to do mentally. But we're getting pretty close to that, potentially, from the fans' perspective, by Sunday night.
I'll say this. Even if they sweep the Phillies, and I hope they do, obviously.
Sure.
I hope they sweep the Phillies. There's still huge issues that this team has.
Of course.
So I hope even if they sweep them, they're not like, all right, we're good now. Like, no, like, still glaring holes across the board.
Yeah, but it's also going to be, what's that number? Because if you come out of the weekend three back of that final wild card spot, like, people are still going to point.
I'm pointing at a lot of spots. It's like Swiss cheese. Across the, I'm pointing that one there, right there. Again, I hope they do it. And I think, of course, they can. Like, they got Spencer and Spencer going on Saturday and Sunday. They can win this series. They can sweep the series if they sneak tonight, obviously. But, again, there's clear big-picture stuff that they need to address.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it takes to get there. And I understand you got to get further along in the season before teams are willing to part with their guys. But tough way to finish the series against the Mets. Had a chance to win it and didn't win either of the final two. Still went 5-2 against him in the seven-game stretch, though. All right. We'll come back and tell you what's trending. The first hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We got to do better. That's all. It's just a matter. We got to play better. We got to do better the entire game if we want to get to where we want to go. Quite honestly, there's no blame to anybody. But as a team, we just have to do better overall. with all aspects. You know, we're in a position where we're not, we can't afford any, you know, we don't have any margin for error. So we have to play a solid, clean game in order to win right now.
Correct. That's Brian Snitker from a couple of weeks ago, but it could have been Brian Snitker from last night because it's true. And it's been true, and it'll continue to be true. There's certainly no margin of error whatsoever for this baseball team right now. Unfortunately, last night you would have thought maybe like they didn't need a huge margin just because Grant Holmes did a pretty good job, only gave up a couple of runs, and the starting pitcher for the Mets got hurt in the third inning, and their bullpen's not particularly good. So you would have thought maybe you'd been able to get after him. On the contrary, the Braves got one hit off of the Mets bullpen in the final five-plus innings of the game and scored zero runs. So there you have it. There you have it.
They lose. Is that how opponents feel when Strider like only goes like 4 1/3 and he's good?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then like Bummer comes in for two scoreless innings,
they
and Pierce Johnson throws two, and like it's just like, huh? I know their bullpen's not good, but somehow they got to the ninth, and here we are. That's what it was last night.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And other teams can't wait to get into the Braves' bullpen. I mean,
and the Braves had success this series.
Unless Fuentes is on the mound, and then in which case they're very happy to not get into the Braves' bullpen.
Well, the newest suggestion is Jackson Stevens, who has made two starts there, and he's gone like nine innings with like one hit allowed or one
run
allowed.
Yeah, and again, like that's the hard part of this is that's desperate. Right, I mean, Didier Fuentes is desperate. You are desperate. That's when you already started with no margin of error, and then two of the three pitchers that you were supposed to be counting on when the season started aren't available to you right now. And I know that, you know, we're not even talking about we're talking about Sale just going on the IL recently. But I mean, it was another starting pitcher that was supposed to be a part of the rotation at the beginning of the season that's been hurt since the beginning of the season.
And
A.J. Smith-Schauber, so call it
really
three.
Guys that were
a part of your rotation aren't available right now. But that's also the thing is, like, you can't just go into a season and your plan be hopefully nothing goes wrong. Because even if nothing went wrong.
By the way, that's the Hawks' plan next year.
It's a lot of, it seems
yeah,
like,
that is
you know,
the plan.
Like, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of, like, worst-case scenario backup planning. And a lot of worst-case scenario stuff has taken place for the Braves this year. And here we are. That's why they're six games under 500. And
that's why, if you're the Falcons, you keep Kirk Cousins.
There you go. At the very, yeah. I mean, that is, like, a reasonable argument for that. Like, you know, I still wouldn't, but
I
understand what you're saying. Yeah, like at the very least, they have a if everything goes sideways plan, and I guess that was sort of the same thing by drafting Penix when you already had Cousins. But, yeah, man, look, I mean, that's the frustration of it. There's going to be some good moments, and certainly there have been over the last couple of weeks. Going 5-2 against the Mets is good. There's no debating that. But it's still not a very good baseball team. And, you know, over the course of a couple of weeks or a month or whatever, there's going to be more bad than good, as there has been for the majority of this season, for the entirety of this season.
Yeah, and I'll say this. At least you're back at Truist Park. You're seven games above 500 at home. So you're a better team at home. Hopefully that plays itself out this weekend against the Phillies.
80 games in. So tonight, after tonight, will officially be the midway point. I mean, again, there's no more early or waiting or any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Yeah, I mean, but it makes it real. It makes it real. Like any of the bedtime stories you've been telling yourself about this lineup to try to make yourself feel better, go away. The season's half over. It's just bad.
Yeah, like you got to wake up. You got to wake up to the reality.
Some of these guys just aren't very good right now. And I will say right now, because I still don't want to say just aren't very good, because I can't believe that. Like, I can't believe that some of these guys just flat out aren't good hitters. But that may be true, too.
To be fair, I also don't believe it's a simple fix. Like, I know we talk about, like, oh, just the plate approach a little bit. Now he'll hit 330. I'm like, no, probably a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
and there's definitely some adjustments to be made to hopefully improve things, but I don't think it's simple. I don't think it's a suggestion from the coaching staff that turns the season around.
Put your elbow up,
yeah,
a little bit more in the back, and then fixed.
410 hitter now,
and then everything's great. All right, here's the Hawks general manager Anse Soleil after the draft, second round of the draft. Ends last night. Obviously, the Hawks didn't do anything yesterday because they didn't have any draft picks in the second round, which was fine. Here he is talking about their first round draft pick, Asa Newell.
Yeah, he plays hard as hell. Like, if you guys have watched him this year, like, Asa is just an unbelievable competitor. He, if you watch him play or get up and down the court, screening, his intelligence, spacing, respacing, like, the things that he does impacts winning. Like, people could just look at scoring and box score, stuff like that. But the guy, he really helps with winning and creating a culture of winning for your programs.
That's what you're looking for, obviously. Nice things to say about the first-round draft pick. We will talk with Asa Newell at some point, probably either late in the noon hour or early in the 1 o'clock hour. I know that his introductory press conference is right about to start, as the Hawks are going to introduce him to the assembled media. Anse Soleil is going to speak as well. So we'll get a chance to talk to Asa Newell a little bit later on in the show, which I look forward to, kind of digging in a little bit more to his past and type of player he is and all that kind of stuff. One of the things that's crazy, and a lot of people probably know this, but maybe not everybody does, he was on a high school team with, obviously, himself, Derek Queen, who he was kind of traded for, which is kind of fun, Liam McNeely from UConn, and Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg, who went number one overall in the draft this year. They didn't lose a game. They beat everybody by 35 points. Like, that had to have been an insane appearance.
Like, obviously, the scoring margin, did you go through their full schedule?
I did not.
Like, do you think there's one team that, like, 6 points, man. Got us by six.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. I was like, what was the closest game you guys played? Because obviously you beat everybody.
If you're on the other team, like, you're probably one of the best teams in the state or in the country on your own, right?
Probably.
Like, yeah. Is there any, like,
what's the game plan? Like,
do they have a shot clock in that state?
I don't know.
I was reading something the other day where, like,
I remember when I was in high school, there was no basketball. There was no shot clock in boys basketball.
Honestly, it's boring, but that's my plan.
That's
like,
what other
if
teams.
I'm a head coach.
So the school that I went to had a very good basketball team, won the state championship when I was a senior, and that's what teams would do. Like, they would just play four corners and, like, pass it around, and our coach was very stubborn and wouldn't press them.
You can try,
like,
and
if you bums want to do this, then do it.
See how many guys are there so you can get ejected.
You could.
If you start, like, all your, like, freshmen,
but that's
just, like, get into a fight
that's
immediately.
That's four first-round draft picks on a high school basketball team. What's funny is about that Montverde Academy,
yeah.
That's not the first time they've had four first-round draft picks on their team before. I think the Cade Cunningham.
Was it? But were they all the same draft?
Yeah,
like this
same
year?
Draft.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know
in 2021, they had four guys get drafted in the first round as well, man. Which is insane. Like, I don't pretend to know how that all works, but
it's high school NIL. It's not exactly.
Yeah, there's
like,
guys.
You don't have
guys,
to walk around.
Yeah, guys are definitely.
It's
going
not
there
like
for
they just happen to live in the region.
Yeah, man, that's a crazy. How's crazy? How many guys live close to that school
yeah,
and
man,
just
they
go there?
Just like the dog park over there. So they moved right there.
Anyway, we'll talk to Asa Newell later on in the show. Here's Adam Silver from one of the conversations that he had during draft coverage. He was asked about and this. Crazy popped up last night in the Braves game, we assume. Yeah. We'll see if the Mets starting pitcher ruptured his Achilles, but it certainly looked like he did. Here's Adam Silver talking about that injury and what they may be trying to do about it.
We are looking at it, and in fact, we had already convened a panel of experts before Tyrese's most recent Achilles rupture. So we had seven this year. We had zero last year under the exact same circumstances. And the most we've ever had in a season is four. NFL has had a rash of Achilles issues as well. So the purpose of convening those experts is to try to figure out what's going on. You know, it's interesting. When we look back at the last 10 years, the majority of the Achilles injuries have happened before the All-Star break. Mm. So it's not clear it's the number of games. And as you know, modern NBA players, even when they're not playing games, sometimes in the summer, they're working harder than they are during the season when they're playing three games a week. They're often playing every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's all valuable information to have, and it's a complicated one because there's no easy answer for it. I'm glad they're studying it. And it's not just an NBA thing. I mean, this is an injury that's becoming more prominent in sports in general. Glad they're looking at it. I hope they figure it out. I don't know how they will. I mean, I think the key is probably to rest more during the off season and play more during the season, but I don't know.
The key might be to have rest during the season as well.
It might be.
The one thing that I can't imagine they do is look at it and come to the conclusion that we're going to shorten the season.
No.
While that would probably be in their best interest, financially it would not.
They're going to find a way to make that not the answer.
Correct.
Like, even if that's what all of the science says, they're going to be like, I don't know. We got to do more research on it because they're not giving up
those games. Bury the findings.
They're not giving up those games. And, look, I'm not here to do this because I don't want to do this. But it's not great for because this conversation earlier in the year when there was the Four Nations Cup or whatever in hockey, and then we're talking about load management in the NBA. Hockey just went to 84 games. They were like, to hell with it. Give us two more.
They haven't done – they do that officially?
I think they announced it officially yesterday.
Okay, I know they were looking at it yesterday.
We're going to 84. Guys are getting like
– I don't – I'll
guys
be honest.
Are breaking their hands and taping them together.
Well, the muscles off the bone. They're just playing a whole playoff.
Yeah, we're just
I don't understand
play.
What the extra two games get you. Because they were at 82, right?
Yeah, they were.
Like, it's not like they were at 70 and went to 84.
I really don't.
I don't know what two games get you.
I don't know how it makes it. Maybe it has something to do with the expansion because they just brought in another team. Maybe it makes it you play everybody more
okay,
easily.
Okay, fair enough, maybe.
It's just tough when that sport that's already tougher is like, give us more. And then the NBA is like, we can't do this. 50's too many. We don't want to play more basketball. It's outrageous. All right, we'll come back. Smoke and Joe Patrick is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons, some general NFL with him. Thanks for being with us here on a Funk Friday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It is a good way to spend your Friday. There's no question about that. We are hanging out up here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, from now until 2 o'clock. So come by and see us. We'd love to see you. Simple as this. You come by, you say hi, Abe will give you a two-armed hug, and we'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Simple as that. I don't know which one's more valuable. I don't know which one is going to drive more traffic into the restaurant here.
I know which one will keep people away.
Or you can decline the hug, and we'll just give you like a hearty handshake, whichever one you want. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Simple as that. I mean, that's a motivator for me. We will say your name and shout you out if you stop by and say what's up at Twin Peaks Kennesaw between now and 2 o'clock, 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle, where we will talk about the news of the day. There is a suspension to discuss. But then there's also there's two stories that fall into the category of something that I probably care more about than most people. So when I get on my soapbox and start getting annoying, you just let me know. And I'll step down off of it, and we can change the topic and go to a different discussion. But there's a couple of different public funding for stadium stories that we'll get into.
I have some thoughts on them.
In about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's one way to get me pretty fired up.
All
but
right.
Anyway, we'll get there. A guy that needs no help getting fired up joins us right now. His name's Smoking Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Smokin' Joe joins us every single Friday at this time to talk Atlanta Falcons. With not a lot going on with the Atlanta Falcons, maybe we'll talk about some other stuff.
I don't know, man. I got some questions.
Maybe. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I have one Falcons-specific question, one Falcons-adjacent question, and then a bunch of other NFL questions.
I have
questions.
Three hard-hitting topics you're going to need to stick around to hear.
Okay, why don't you go first?
All right. Should Falcons fans be bothered?
Okay, well, that was going to be mine,
or
too.
Perturbed.
No.
Kyle Pitts.
That's a BS way to ask it. Ask Joe what he thinks
about it.
Didn't
attend tight end university.
Should people be mad at Kyle Pitts? Is that the question?
Yeah.
No. I mean, he went down to Gruden's office last year and learned about the godfather of the option route, Art Monk. So he got his education there last year. I don't know. I don't know what is going on with him. Obviously wasn't at the OTAs and minicamp, did not appear, but you know, potentially was dealing with an injury. Maybe he's not. That's why he's not there. He's still getting treatment, being careful with whatever injury that he has going on that they are not disclosing. So I don't know, but I'm not perturbed by it. I'll say that, because even if he was there, I don't think that necessarily indicates that he's going to be good or bad. Maybe it says something to you about, you know, investment in, you know, like, you know, improving himself. But I don't know. I don't get caught up in this kind of stuff, to be perfectly honest, guys.
Neither do I. He's been there before. And here's the thing. Here's kind of my, like, attempting to be level-headed take on this thing. And people can feel however they want. If Kyle Pitts not being a tight end you makes you mad, that's fine. But I think Kyle Pitts has officially reached the level of anything he does makes people mad,
yeah,
because his
sure.
production hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
Which is a, you know, that's a pretty special place to get to. And he's officially elevated himself to kind of no matter what he does, people are going to be furious,
yeah,
because he hasn't been good enough. So,
yeah,
congrats.
I mean, right, exactly. Like, you know, people are already going to be mad at him, basically. And the only thing that ultimately matters is what he does on the field. So whether if he were to go to tight end university, that would, you know, make people feel good in the moment until, you know, he were to drop a pass or something, and vice versa. If he's not there, but he starts catching touchdowns and is, like, great for the Falcons this season, then people will be very happy. And I would say that if he is that player this year, it's probably not down to the fact that he did or did not attend tight end university. So
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. I did see a video, though, yesterday of one of the tight ends trying to Happy Gilmore a drive.
I saw
and that.
That
was funny.
He went
that
flying like funny. He got knocked out or something. Like that was
it was a cartoon
was
slip.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a total cartoon
it
slip.
It was like somebody threw a banana peel.
Banana peel.
I also saw in the background it appeared that the coolers were sponsored by Bud Light, so that's cool. But basically, it seems like Kyle Pitts is missing out on a good time.
All right, yeah,
it seems
honestly,
like they're having
you're
fun.
Right. Yeah.
All right, another question, Joe. Mm-hmm. Hard-hitting stuff here.
Yeah.
This is the time, and we've seen it. I know Aaron Rodgers has talked about it, that quarterbacks hold private workouts with teammates. Have we heard about any of these with the Falcons quarterbacks and his receiving corps?
I mean, I don't know what's going on right now, like during this time period, but Michael Penix has spoken about having thrown with all of his pass catchers, including Kyle Pitts, by the way, who said Penix said that he looked amazing or incredible or had one of those superlatives for him. So, you can at least put that, let that ease your mind that Penix has been working out with these guys. And, I think they've actually been putting in kind of extra work, and if anything, I think probably trying to hold themselves back from not like overworking themselves during this period, because obviously they have a lot of ground to catch up on if they want to hit the ground running by the time the season starts, with Penix really not having taken any reps. I don't know if people truly understand that when he came in last year into that game against the Giants, he had literally not taken a single rep with the first team offense until that Wednesday's practice, and that includes the entirety of training camp. So they've definitely been putting the work in on the mysterious fields that we don't know where they play at.
Now, I remember we talked to Darnell Mooney at training camp last year, and I was like, hey, what's it like catching passes from Pitts from Penix. Penix or from a lefty or whatever? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't caught a pass from him yet. He was like, oh, yeah, sure. I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
At the very least, they're going to have a little bit more familiarity going into this season. Hopefully that won't be it. Hopefully there will be a lot more than that.
By the way, guys, I have a question for you. Are you excited for the Netflix documentary Quarterbacks coming out? It comes out next Tuesday, I believe, July 8th.
I am. I don't know about excited. Like, I'm going to watch it. I watched the trailer for it, and it did give a little bit of a teaser as to it looks like they have some live footage of Kirk Cousins watching the draft when they Penix.
Interesting. Okay.
So that.
I'm excited for the reaction that it will give fans here in Atlanta. Because that's going to be...
Well, you know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same as people being mad that Kyle Pitts isn't at tight end university.
And then we get to talk about it.
Yeah.
It gives me something to put on the rundown.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... I mean, the reaction for this one, I think, is going to be way, way more visceral than it was 100%. For the Mariota one.
Yeah, because Mariota,
and I'm looking forward to that.
That was a rebuilding team. That was there was not a lot of hope behind Mariota coming into it.
People weren't upset for a whole offseason with the Mariota stuff. People have been fuming ever since the Radio Row comments.
The other thing about the difference is Mariota was gone by then.
By the time
that came out, Kirk Cousins had been signed.
Right.
Like, so you could watch that. Because I remember rewatching it after the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins, just to kind of go back and look at some of the Cousins stuff.
Same.
Maybe pick up a little bit more on the type of guy that he is and all that. But, Mariota was gone when that came out. Cousins is still here. So anything that that happens in that documentary,
it's going to have
hit a little bit harder.
Right. It's going to have effect, I'm sure his teammates are very familiar with what happened last year. You know, they were in the locker room with him and stuff. But you never know. I mean, apparently he was getting treatment outside the facility and stuff. So I don't know if it will go into that at all.
Right.
But
there's
100%
still around.
Lock. He's still part of this locker room.
It's just a lock that we're gonna get. Can he still show up to that locker room after this documentary comment? Mm-hmm. That's going to be said. It's going to be had.
Yeah. And again, I mean, the answer will be yes, because they already know the
stuff. Of course.
Like, I don't think anybody's going to learn inside that locker room and coaching staff. I don't think anybody's going to learn anything that they don't already know.
Oh, yeah. But the fans will.
Maybe we'd be wise to take Raheem Morris's advice, or he's kind of suggested earlier that it's been a lot less drama on the inside of the building with regards to the situation than there has been on the outside with the talk about it. So
we'll see if that's true.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that's always true, but that doesn't stop people. I'm also hesitant to call these things documentaries because it's not really a documentary.
Yeah.
Like, it is documenting something that happened, but documentaries tend to be neutral and journalism. This is a public relations.
It's arm a bias
for the NFL.
It's a bias.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
I do have
this
one.
Is a commercial for the league.
I got one more hard hitter for you,
okay,
Joe.
Okay.
Who's the Falcons' second year defender you think has the biggest responsibility this season? Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, Ruka Roro, or J.D. Bertrand?
I think it's Ruka Roro, no doubt about it. Like, he has the shoes to fill that were left by Grady Jarrett. And it's not to say that, like, he has to replace Grady and be everything that Grady was. Like, that's impossible. But in terms of just taking over a starting role and, like, the snaps and things like that, that's a Roro's job. And it's, you know, there's not that, you know, player next. There isn't the Grady there that can kind of, you know, cover for him if he makes mistakes or whatever it is. So there's going to be a big onus on him, you know, a big workload, I'm sure, in terms of the snaps that he's going to have to play. He'll hopefully, you know, have David Onyemata there as a veteran next to him to help lead him. But it's his time to kind of find his way in this league. And it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. I have to say, just personally speaking, I'm optimistic about him because, you know, he's been I don't want to say slighted by fans or anything, but, you know, he's thought of to just not have had a great rookie year, which is true, but I would say that it's true because of a couple things. One was he was just kind of buried in a rotation early on that had a lot of veterans in front of him when he was a rookie, so he wasn't getting snaps. Then when he does start to get some playing time, he hurts his ankle that holds him out longer than I think they thought, and then it was kind of a tough comeback from him. But I thought the snaps that he did play last year, he showed some really good things. And so if he can continue that on a larger scale, then I think he'll be in good shape.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talking Falcons, as we always do with Joe at 11:40 on Fridays. Let me ask you this, just because like the Falcons are like kind of tangentially related to it. I know Arthur Blank testified at the hearing.
Yeah.
It came out earlier this week about the NFL and the NFLPA sort of like hiding a collusion case from the public. What did you make of that story?
Well, yeah, like the collusion case that like it got thrown out by a judge because they didn't think that the Players Association grievance really held enough water. I continue to think that this kind of is getting blown out of proportion. I think that, you know, the Deshaun Watson contract is really what this all revolves around. It was, you know, an outstanding, when I say outstanding, I mean just a contract deal that just stands way, way, way apart. It's not like it was just a slight, you know, progression from how contracts were handed out. It was crazy, honestly. And so, but then there was, you know, the players want to keep, you know, pushing that boundary forward. And, you know, the owners, just none of them felt like they needed to go to that extent to sign their next quarterbacks. And, you know, again, we could go into all the details for the Falcons, but if they were to have put a package together to potentially get Lamar Jackson, which was, they felt, never guaranteed in the documents, even Lamar Jackson basically was not acting like he wanted to play anywhere but Baltimore. You know, they would have had to put together a package that may have prevented them from going out and being aggressive in that free agency period where they signed David Onyemata, Jesse Bates, some really important players. And I think it still makes sense that the Falcons didn't want to do that.
Joe, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there. Here's one more thing that just kind of popped into my head about the details of the Deshaun Watson contract starting that, and then it like pretty clearly not being actual collusion. Like, the Falcons had the opportunity to do that in real time, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how the Browns got Deshaun Watson. The Falcons and the Browns were negotiating with him. And, I mean, that's ultimately how Matt Ryan decided to leave because he knew that that's what was going on. Like, they didn't do it then. Like, it wasn't collusion then. It was just a dumb idea to give a guy fully guaranteed $230 million contract. So the fact that teams didn't want to do that down the road, I don't know. Maybe it was. It also could be collusion and also dumb at the same time. Like, teams could be like, no, we're not doing that, and also everyone agree that it was dumb for them to do that. But I think the fact that the Browns were the only one that were willing to do it should kind of stand on its own. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by and see us. We'd love to see you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.